Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 81. Yes, we are 19 away from 100, by the way. I'm actually buzzing. I'll need to check when that 100th episode's going to be. So I have been doing this for 81 weeks on the trot, and I've not missed a single week. And funnily enough, I was on a Zoom last night and we were talking about like doing things that you said you would do and committing to them and whatever. And yeah, this has been something that I randomly started, and it's been consistent. What I don't do is talk enough about it, but here we are. If you're here today, welcome. I'm your host, Donna Martin, and we're going to take a moment in this episode to reflect on the importance of reflection and looking back on 2024. So as the year draws to an end, and I know we've still got a couple of weeks left, but with the hustle and bustle, with all the kind of madness and whatever, whether you do this just now, whether you do this during the festive period, whatever, we're going to talk about the importance of reflecting. It's really, really important to just take a pause and think about the lessons we've learned and the challenges that we've faced, because let's face it, we've all chased them all. Faced them all, if I could speak right. And also the growth that we've experienced. I think sometimes if you don't actually actively do this, then you miss a lot of kind of accomplishments, or you miss a lot of like moments to be kind of proud of yourself. Certainly I've done quite a lot of reflecting this week and some goal setting. I'll be talking about goal setting next week, but it's something I actually didn't do before. And I would be, if I'm being 100% like real honest, I would say this is probably the first year that I've really, really done it. Like really done it. I did do a bit last year, and I do my weekly debriefs weekly on social media. So that is, again, that's a power of reflection. It's like I'm using that as a tool each week to kind of debrief my week and a reflection tool. But yeah, it's so, so important to do it, because you forget about all these little wins and all these little lessons. So it's been a hell of a year, and if I hadn't have sat and wrote all mine down, and I'd done this quite quickly, so probably if I was to go back and do it again, just this part of it, like the writing the wins down, I would probably find much more. And before I had done this year, I was actually, 2024 hasn't been as quote unquote successful a year as 2023, because last year I had a lot of big things. Like I'd done a skydive, I bought my house, I got the keys to a studio, I'd done the NLP course, I started this podcast, can't even remember off the top of my head, but there was a lot of big things that happened within the 2023 that I was a bit like, 2024 hasn't really been as big a year. And it wasn't until I started writing things down that I was actually like, no, actually, there's been so much in the year that has been amazing and that has been really, really developing and really, really major growth work. It just looks a bit different. So it might not be like all the big buying the houses and all that sort of stuff, but there's been so much other stuff within there. I've run a couple of seminars with other people. I'm trying to think all the different things. I'm not going to talk about everything because I'd be here all day and it, bumming my gums. It's absolutely not that kind of tool. I've been more consistent on socials. I've created a course. I've continued with this podcast. We've had our first full year in the studio. Most successful show to date. I've got now an incredible team in the dance school. We've got flooring in the studio. We've got new staff members. Successful camps. More judging connections. I've judged as well. Lots of connecting with more coaches. I've spoken inside a lot of coaching groups this year, especially towards the last kind of 6 months or so. I'm back in the schools. And this is all just professionally, like we've had lets in the studio, but also things like learning and developing in my own capacity, like a lot more spirituality work, a lot of like deep work, a lot of kind of a holistic deep work. I've done some travelling, so I went to Vienna, Spain, Belfast and Brussels, and built more connections throughout both that travelling, like doing fitness events and spirituality stuff, like going to different places, building new connections. I got my coil out, or should I say two. I'm very aware of toxin use now. Like I've been much more down that kind of rabbit hole, if you like. More my nose, more need for adventure, and more actually just going and doing it rather than not. Done an abseil. I've done another HYROX. I've done a 10K, my first ever 10K. I ran pain-free, which was a big one. I'm understanding my body more. Like there's so many different things that you, until you actually sit and write down, even saying them out loud, it's like makes it so much more real and so much more like it gives you a chance to just be like pat in the back. Excuse me while I take a wee sip of my decaf. So it's been a year. It has been a year. And I'm sure everybody, I actually done this task with my kids in the school that I work in, and a lot of them were like, man. And so it just sometimes it does take a little bit of sitting with it, a little bit of like actually having a bit of compassion for yourself, actually having a wee bit of like patting yourself on the back and recognizing that there is wins everywhere. Sometimes you need to look a little harder to see them, but they are absolutely there. There's a lesson there, there's a win there. And it's so powerful. It's so powerful. Because when we take the time to reflect, we're not just looking back, we're actively engaging with our past to inform our future. And that's why reflecting this past year is so important to then set the goals of the future. So let's talk about why reflection matters. So when we pause and reflect on 2024, we're giving ourselves the chance to recognize both our wins and our setbacks, because celebrating those small victories, even the ones that seem really insignificant at the time, they allow us to recognize how far we've came. And we often overlook these little moments, like because life is so busy. But when we stop and actually think about them, we just see how much we've achieved. And acknowledging our setbacks equally gives us the insight that we need to adjust, learn, move forward, and grow. So reflection does also helps us identify patterns. So patterns of behavior, patterns of choices, what worked for us, what didn't, what you would do differently next time. So if there was a circumstance that arise that was a bit of a challenge, like what could, like obviously I say this to the young people I work with a lot, like you can only control you. So what could you have done differently that would have maybe changed the dynamics, changed the outcome? By taking stock of our decisions throughout 2024, we can refine our approach going into 2025. And we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's not about reinventing the wheel. It's just about tweaking what's already working and then just shifting and pivoting from what isn't. So another crucial aspect of reflecting is building resilience and gratitude. Because let's face it, life, as we know it, has its ups and its downs and its roundabouts and its backs and its forwards. But when we reflect on both the good and the challenging moments, it does help us to appreciate our own resilience, because we have survived, as cliché as this sounds, you have survived 100% of your worst days. So each difficulty we face this year has made us stronger. And when we acknowledge that, we can then carry that strength into the future. Plus, when we reflect, it gives us a sense of gratitude. It's easier to find the joy in the smallest little things and the littlest wins, because gratitude is a practice. It shifts our mindset and helps us move forward with a more positive outlook. It is not a click your fingers and everything's magical. It's not a like everything's just amazing at all times, and there's never ever a setback, there's never ever a win, there's never ever the like. It's so important to recognize that gratitude is a practice. And it's something, I don't know if I said this in this podcast actually. I think I might have said it last week about the gratitude, about the picture, about the wee card that I had at one of the sound baths. I'm pretty sure I did. And if I didn't, I wrote a social media post on it, definitely. It's quite powerful. But reflection also gives us like a wee moment to reset. So we can have that wee reset button that allows us to like clear the mental clutter, because let's face it, we all have it, and recenter ourselves, because it makes us more aligned with our core values. And it's really, really important to actually know what your core values are as well, because this world is ridiculously fast, let's face it. It's easy to lose touch with what really, really, truly, truly matters. And if something doesn't feel right, it's normally because there's something off with regards to, like, something's not aligning with your values at your core. And that the value chat could be a chat all on its own, literally. So just a very quick talk about our values. I wrote these down somewhere. Hang on, so I've burned them. So your values can be, let's talk like emotion. So it's like your emotional states, like your love, your connection, your spirituality, your fun, your growth, adventure, contribution, power, significance, excitement, all these different things. Like, what ones are your core values? Like, they're like your decision-making criteria. And what do they mean to you? So for me, when I wrote down my values, I have love, connection, spirituality, fun, growth, adventure, and contribution. They're like my core values that when I'm working to those values, I feel completely aligned and fulfilled. And when, like, if somebody was to have a different core value, like for instance, power instead of love, that would completely shift how you show up in the world and what means the most to you. So yeah, back to what I was talking about. Reflection allows us to reconnect with our intentions. It allows us to recognize our purpose and our goals for the future. It's like kind of like a recalibration of our internal little compass, so we're moving forward in the right direction and not battling against our own selves. So as we look forward into 2025, reflecting on 2024 is not about dwelling on the past. It's about using the past as a wee springboard for the future. It's about taking your lessons, taking your insights and the moments of growth, and using them to like fuel what is ahead of you. Whether that's a personal goal, a career ambition, a like fitness thing, a body thing, something you've been putting off, it's the perfect time to build on what you've learned and set your sights to the year ahead. So as we do come to wrapping up 2024, I do want you to take a moment for yourself, sit down, reflect, and ask yourself, what have I learned this year? What moments am I really, really proud of? What challenges did I overcome? And most importantly, how can I carry these lessons into 2025? I wrote a post this week about failure. In fact, it was my quote of the week this week, I believe. And it was about, oh goodness, what was it again? It was to do with failure, success, something like success. I can't even open my phone, it's doing this weird thing. Success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. That was my quote of the week this week, and I think we are so scared of failing. We're so scared of getting things wrong. We're so scared of being judged. We're so scared of the fear of the unknown. We're so scared of like things not working out how you thought they'd work out. But recognize sometimes they can actually work out better. And also, if you're not actually reflecting, if you're not actually like recognizing your wins and learning from your setbacks and challenges, then that fear is only going to be ignited more and more and more and get more powerful and get more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like life limiting, I suppose. So yeah, that is my little lesson for this week. Reflection, reflection, reflection. And you've got a full year to reflect on. Which is kind of why I like doing my wee weekly debriefs, because even in a week, you're like, what actually happened this week? Like, and then you can't really think of what's happened. But then because I do it, I take photos or videos, whatever. And then you're like, oh yeah, I forgot that happened. I forgot I'd done that. I forgot to do that. So yeah, it's really, really a really powerful tool. Whether that be you doing it as a journaling, whether you and also a journal as well every day, but I would say definitely the weekly debriefs are more lessony, like I recognize lessons, and because I take time to basically, because I could recognize lessons in every single day if I just took the time to do it. But yeah, using the full year, using the end of the year as a opportunity to reflect. And next week when I come back, we're going to talk about setting those goals. I'm super, super, super excited to announce I'm actually going to be doing a vision board and sound bath, collaborating with Joanne, who's a lovely, lovely girl who came to my self-love workshop last year, and she's already in this holistic coaching space. We are going to be doing a vision board and sound bath workshop in the new year. It's on the 3rd of January. It's very, very soon. We've literally just talked about it today, so like we've got 2 weeks before it's happening pretty much. So yeah, we're going to be doing lots of goal setting, lots of vision board, and lots of looking big and dreaming big. So I want to say thanks so much for tuning into this reflective episode. I will still be here next week, I pinky pinky promise. I'll just be recording it. So I normally record these on the Wednesday for the Thursday. Obviously, next Wednesday is Christmas Day, so I'm probably going to record it either on the Monday or the Tuesday. It'll still be out on Boxing Day on Thursday, and that'll be more about goal setting and looking forward into the future. So remember, reflection is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing practice, the same as gratitude, the same as all of this personal development stuff. It helps guide us towards our future that we want to create rather. So take time to reflect and rest and ready for the full new year of possibilities. I'll be back with more insights next week, but for now, I wish you a reflective and peaceful end of 2024 and an inspiring start to 2025. I'll speak to you next week. Let me know if there's anything that's resonating, and if you want to reach out, you know what to do. See you soon.